What's happening, guys? What's up? What's up? Welcome back. This is Dave, and I got Gil on the podcast. He's back.
What up? What up?
All right. So on this segment, I guess we're going to talk about, we're going to cover Fast 10. Is it fast? They're up to 10?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's Fast X, so it's 10, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But they're going to like 21, right?
I think so, man. This is the last ride. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I have a feeling that they're just going to branch out into a bunch of other stuff. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they did cartoons or, you know, who the hell knows, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're gonna lay into Vin Diesel's Fast and Furious franchise, and we're going to touch on something's cooking with Henry Cavill and Zack Snyder. I don't know, but we're going to get into that. So we already started. Okay. So bro, the Fast and Furious franchise, when do you think it should have ended?
It should have ended like when Paul Walker passed, like out of just respect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a feeling that they're going to get his brother to play him. As far as, like, to continue, you know, Brian's story, which I don't know. It's just, it's borderline disrespectful, man. Like,
what they did last, they did a CGI, right? Like, yeah. They CGI'd his face, yeah. His brother or something, mm-hmm. like that. That was like, I don't even remember what fast that is because I don't even keep up with these damn movies.
It was Fast 7, and it was really all over the place, and because of his death, he died, and I guess in the middle of it, or I could be wrong, but yeah, it was just all over the place,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why they had to CGI his brother, and it was just really like off to me, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, dude. Like I kind of felt the same way. Like back then, like they probably shouldn't have even did it, but I guess I don't know. It's like two sides of a coin. Like one minute, one side of the coin, they're like paying homage to him, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it is kind of like disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but like I said, I don't even remember what Fast and Furious that was, but here we are, like at 10.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember back in the day, Vin said that he didn't do sequels and this and that, and he's been just riding this train for the last 20 years. It's ridiculous, dude. It's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
It's like, I don't know, it's borderline like Police
Desperate?
Academy. Yeah, it's like kind of like this desperate, and it's reminding me of Police Academy. You know how Police Academy was good, like the first one, mm-hmm. and then they just got sillier and sillier and sillier.
Right.
This is basically the franchise, Fast and Furious franchise. For me.
Police Academy on wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. I always call them the Street Avengers because they seem to always have superpowers. Like
mm-hmm.
they flip cars and they jump and then they have little bitty scratches and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, it's, I don't know, man. It's like, I know some movies, they could be like over the top, but mm-hmm. but I feel like it's too crazy. Like
yeah.
The first movie was like, it was like an actual movie. Like it was like somewhat believable.
Yeah.
Now it's like you said, there. What did you call them?
The Street Avengers.
The Street Avengers. Like it's like so over the top. Like you might as well bring in the Transformers.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's true. It's so unbelievable. Vin, it's like what? Like we sound like total haters. Like I'm a regular guy. Like so are you. We're not famous. Yep. We're not rich. And it's like I guess kudos to them for being in movies and being famous and rich, but it doesn't mean that you should keep making these films. Like, it's mind-boggling. People pay tickets to see these things. Like, who's seeing Fast 10?
There's a fan base, dude. It's ridiculous, and some of them get good scores. How? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
How?
I don't know. The last one was 9. Mm-hmm. I told you earlier, I saw it on the way to Mexico. I just saw it on the plane. And the shit was ridiculous, dude. Like, Vin Diesel, it almost seemed like he was like the Incredible Hulk in this one. Like, he fought a whole freaking army. Like, shit is just like beyond, like, believable.
He fought them hand to hand.
He fought them hand to hand, and they were in this one scene. He's trying to like his family. He wants his family to escape the army. His family. So they escape like through this ladder, and then he's on this ladder, and he just sacrifices himself. So he jumps down like the Hulk, and fights them all off. It was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You remember in part one where they kept him like he was, you could tell he was dangerous, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then like he snaps and fights someone at the like the racing bid. Mm. Like, you remember that? Like, that shit was believable when he beat the shit out of, what was his name? The bad Chinese dude.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's so long ago, but like,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So he like beat the shit out of him, and that looked like a real fight. That looked like something that a real person would do. Mm-hmm. They should have just kept it there, but no, this dude is, he ate the Infinity Stones, and he's fucking, you know, he's unstoppable now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's like, I don't know, like Vin, it's like, what else does he have? You know, he's like dragging his franchise out. He has Fast and Furious and then like the Riddick movies. Riddick.
Yeah.
The last one that came out was in 2013. And like, it wasn't that great. Like the best film out of that franchise to me was Pitch Black.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. And then Chronicles of Riddick was like, it was okay. It wasn't like the worst movie, but they just try to do too much with it.
Yeah. It got too commercial to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a bootleg Star Wars. Yeah. They try to do too much with it, but you know, what else does he have? He doesn't do any other films. He doesn't try to like actually act. He has no other franchises or anything. He's just dragging Fast and Furious just completely out.
So yeah, and it's like you said earlier, we're regular guys and we're gonna sound like haters, but enough is enough, you know?
If Vin asked you to really star bad. In Fast and Furious, would you star in one? 11? I mean, 11?
If who?
If Vin asked you to star, because he brings everybody
I wouldn't. I have enough self-respect to not do it.
but you notice, like, he brings in whoever's, like, the trendy, like right now is Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
So he's bringing in Jason Momoa to boost up the film. Before it was Statham.
Yeah.
And it was The Rock.
Yeah.
He brought in Cena too, right?
He brought in Cena because he couldn't get The Rock.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. The Rock was done after one movie.
Yeah. He was done. And he did the spinoff, which I thought was pretty freaking cool. You know,
Hobbs and Shaw.
It was entertaining as shit. It was like a breath of fresh air for me. Was it? Did it have like the over the top shit? Yeah, but it was kind of entertaining because you know Vin wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I found Hobbs and Shaw was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was the greatest movie ever, but it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cool spinoff. Yeah. I like Jason Statham.
They had good chemistry.
I like Jason Statham actually better than The Rock as far as like action movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's another dude too that that kind of like got played out in you know, in his career. It's like, you know, he started selling his own shit to himself and like saying how great he was. And then like, look at Black Adam, you know? Mm-hmm. Look, you know, it's just I feel like he's fading away, you know, like it's time to like step back and do something else.
Something other than movies or.
Well, he's actually in everything. So I don't know. He's I don't know if he owns XFL. I could be wrong, but he's into that. He's got his own energy drink. He raps.
Oh, yeah.
He raps now.
Dude, or, what? That was that song, whatever, All About the Drive or something. Yeah. God, it was so corny.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I mean, The Rock, like we talked about this before, like to me, he didn't live up to his full potential. Like, Yeah, he makes money. Yeah, his movies, like, they circulate, whatever. Like, I don't know if they kill it at the... Actually, I think they do kill it at the box office for some reason. You know, he was, like, the billion-dollar actor, like, something, but...
Well, he was the highest-paid actor at one point, too, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I rank Tom Cruise way above, you know, Dwayne Johnson. I don't know how this dude is like.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is a G and he stays with the times. Mm-hmm. And he's what, 60 years old?
He's 60 years old. He's still killing it. Bro, Maverick was amazing. Like, name one movie better than Maverick that The Rock has done. That's not one.
Nah, not really.
You know, Maverick was amazing. That was like that was the best movie of 2022.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it was epic as shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But damn, we got into the Dwayne Johnson conversation. I guess it makes sense because we're gonna touch on DC and stuff like that. But back to Vin and Fast and Furious, yeah, like the movies, he has to bring in like trendy new dudes because it's just the interest is gonna fade. Like I say this like, who cares about Fast and Furious? But somebody does because people keep buying freaking tickets for them. Like, I don't know. Are you going to see Fast 10?
No, probably like on a streaming service, just on a day that I'm bored and have nothing else to do. But I'm not spending money to go see it. You know, it's just it's all over the place. It's too crazy. And then Jason Momoa, it's supposed to be like, you know, Dominic Toretto, the anti-Dominic Toretto, whatever the fuck that means. And it's like...
He seems uninteresting.
Yeah.
His character is so generic.
It's... And then the way that they fit him in, like, oh, he was actually in part 5, but no one really saw him type. Mm-hmm. It was just really odd. I could be wrong, but I don't remember him in part 5.
So, I saw something about that. His character goes back to something that happened.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, people that he was close to died. I don't know. He was like a henchman or something.
Yeah.
I saw some clip. They got knocked in the water.
Yeah.
And he comes back. That's like super villain origins.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know, man. I don't remember the last one I saw. I'm probably going to skip this one as well.
Yeah.
And it's not the last one. I think they're doing like 11.
Yeah. And then you know what? There'll be 12. There'll be a last ride to the last ride.
Yeah. That's so played out. The last ride thing. My God. How many last rides? But anyway, I guess moving on from Fast and Furious. So final verdict for you. You're not going to go see that, right?
Nah, I'm not spending money on that at all.
Yeah, me either, bro. I mean, streaming, not even.
Not even?
Not even. Moving on to DC World. So everybody knows this unless you've been living under a rock, but Henry Cavill got the boot, which, like, I didn't understand it. I think he's the best Superman since Christopher Reeve. Yeah. Like, he's fucking great.
Yeah.
I think they keep an Ezra Miller. You know,
we're living in the upside down world, you know, from Stranger Things, where we're in, you know, everything that's wrong is right.
Yeah.
It's complete bullshit, you know, you know, and not to jump ahead, but I'm watching Flash movie because of Keaton.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit about Flash.
Bro, I think most people are. The OG Michael Keaton.
Yep.
And it's like refreshing to see people. You think like the world is like all screwed up and upside down. And you get surprised because if you read most of the comments, like most of the people, they're on board with Keaton coming back.
Yeah.
It's like they're acknowledging like he's the OG.
Yep.
Best Batman.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean that. I that's agree. How I feel. Like,
yeah.
Who's the second best Batman?
In my opinion, it's Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my opinion, I don't. I like Bale as Bruce Wayne, but I don't like him as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like his voice killed it for me. And yeah, his suit was like Power Ranger-y. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he morphed. It looks like he was morphing into his suit all the time. Like
the worst part of his suit to me was his helmet.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. The shape was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah. Don't know.
As much as they, people criticize Keaton's suit, but it just, it flowed. Cause like, yeah, you know, his neck or whatever, but it went, it went into his cape like yeah. beautifully, you know, it was just badass. You
but
know?
His suit's a little bit loose on him.
Well, right now or in just
right
general?
Now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't,
it's a little loose on
yeah,
him.
Well, you know, I don't know. Can you, can you wear a shirt you did when you were like, what, let's take away 30 years from, you know, your age.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fit? Would you fit into it and loosely and comfortably?
Yeah, I don't know. It's true. Like, yeah, he's older. Keaton's like 70 now, right?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there because it's what 30 plus years he ain't been in the suit, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm seeing Flash because of Michael Keaton.
Me too, me too.
100%. I don't care if the dude's 10 minutes in the movie. Yeah. I just want to see him
put the
freaking bat suit back on. I want to see the Batmobile back in action.
Me too.
The new Batwing looks epic. Yeah. The shape is even cooler.
It looks sleeker. It looks dangerous, right? Like, oh, man.
It looks more like a bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, man. I'm so stoked to see Keaton. That comes out July, right?
In June 16th.
Oh, June 16th. Okay. Yep. Nah, I'm totally there, but damn, we're going into a Flash right now. But I hope this is not the case, but I told you this, like I think Keaton dies, bro.
Oh man, I hope not.
They better not.
I hope not.
They better not.
See, it's I don't like them to. I wouldn't want them to do that. Like, and I'm jumping topic in movie, but Rocky Balboa. I wouldn't want to see him die either. Like, just you know, let him pasture out, and like you make your own conclusion. Just don't kill him on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That'd be like the ultimate like. Disrespect to me and heartbroken, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, in the Flash movie, like, even if we're watching it and it's, like, suspense, like he, you think he died, like, mm-hmm. some shit happens, and then he saves the day because he's Batman.
Yeah.
He's Keaton Batman. Have him come back. Like,
yeah.
But I'm with you. Like, if he dies, bro, I'm going to be, like, really upset.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But... I don't know. I got a funny feeling they got to sacrifice it.
Why you think that, though?
Because he's, like, older and, like, he's coming out of retirement
yeah.
for decades. Well, and he's probably rusty.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Harrison Ford in the newer Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one wanted to see it happen, but it happened, you know?
And I read he wanted to die.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right.
He wanted
right.
to kill his
You're
character.
Absolutely right. Yeah. I think you... well, yeah. You're absolutely right.
I thought that was kind of messed up for the fans, though. Like, this dude wants to kill his character. He was so tired of playing him, I think.
Yeah.
You know? But with Keaton, I don't know, man. Zod looks like a problem. Like, I feel like... Maybe Zod kills him. You know?
I wouldn't be mad at that, you know, because Zod is pretty dope.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon kills it as Zod.
Yes. Michael Shannon is underrated as fuck, bro.
100%.
Like, Boardwalk Empire, he was awesome. He played that character to the T. It was, well, not. I don't know if he was an actual character, but he was awesome.
He was really great in that. I didn't like his ending in that, though. Like, what happened to him, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got killed in that room with Al Capone, right?
Yeah.
He lost his mind, and I think they shot, he was choking Al Capone or something. Yeah, and shot him behind the head, but
if I remember correctly,
yeah, no, he's super. I love Michael Shannon, and he looks like he didn't miss a step with Zod.
Nah, no.
It's just, he's right back into the role.
I like that look too. What did you okay, now comparing him to the OG Zod from Christopher Reeves.
The OG Zod, I think his name is Terrence Stamp. He's an amazing old school actor, British actor.
Yeah.
I loved his acting, but
he didn't look intimidating.
No, dude, I didn't.
Was it the blouse he had on?
Yeah, bro.
It was his suit, right?
What was up with that cut?
Yeah.
You know, it's like his collarbones were like, it was like a real deep, big collar.
Yeah.
It just made his like outfit look weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
He almost looked like he was like, from a band or something. Like they were going to perform at a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I tell you the other day? I think I told you, right? I sent you a text that Non, I think the big one's name is Non. He looked like Terry Crews.
he looked
like an Arab Terry Crews.
He looks like Terry Crews did the same thing to his skin as Sammy Sosa. He bleached his skin.
But yeah, man.
It was right spot on. He does look like a white Terry
he
Crews.
He does. Oh, my God. We might put a picture up, but you guys listen and Google Non from
that's spot on.
The original Superman. He looks like Terry Crews with a beard and like light skin.
That dude was menacing, though. He was scary looking.
He was, bro.
Yeah.
He was a big, gnarly looking dude.
Yep.
He didn't speak either. He just grunted and made noises.
Perfect.
Yeah. But going back to the original Zod, he was a pimp.
Yeah.
He was definitely a pimp.
Yeah, he was a pimp.
He had that line, kneel before Zod.
Yeah.
Kneel before Zod. Yeah, he was, I mean... Yeah. Terrence Stamp is a legend. I like his performance. I thought he was good, but I think Michael Shannon trumps him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's menacing, dude. Yeah. He's bigger. Like, he looks like he's no joke.
Yeah. I agree.
Really like him as Zod, dude. Yeah. I would like to see. I hope they keep him around. Like, have Zod be like a recurring like villain, like pop up.
Yeah. I like that because the way they ended him in Man of Steel was not right.
No.
And then they made him Doom. Mm-hmm. You know, they made him Doom in Justice League, right?
Doomsday. Yeah.
They made him Doomsday.
He was Doomsday,
And Batman versus Superman, right?
Batman versus Superman, yeah.
And it was just like, I didn't like that.
He mutated in the ship.
Yeah. I didn't like that. So
you wasn't feeling that when they turned him into Doomsday? No.
You didn't
even like Doomsday's design, right?
No, I did not like Doomsday.
You said Lily as a diaper.
Yeah. It does. Like
you couldn't see like his privates. It was like it was like flat. It just looked weird. But I mean, like, I don't know. What were they going to do? Show his...
He was
his kibbles and bits.
he was a Doomsday Ken doll. Like, you know, they don't show shit. Just to keep it thing. He was like... Doomsday then Kendall, you know? But I didn't like his design.
I mean, I like Doomsday. He didn't look nothing like the comics for the most part.
How hard is that though? How hard is it to design something that looks like the comics? You know what I mean? Like
you mean like you being like sarcastic, like they should have like
I'm asking. Yeah, they should have just made him look exactly like him.
Yeah,
I don't know why they couldn't, or you know, they own rights to it. No.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it. It's like reinventing the wheel. Yeah. It's like if it looks awesome, like cool enough as it is in a comic, like why are you going to play with that and alter it?
Absolutely.
You know, but I like Doomsday. I do wish they made him more like the comics though.
Yeah.
I wish he looked more like the comics, but he was pretty menacing to me. It was kind of, you know.
I did like the battle, you know, when he would, when Superman would hit him and then spikes would grow and stuff
like
that.
He would mutate and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't know if we talked about it. So are you confident like James Gunn's going to do a good job? Like, cause he has a Superman movie coming and
I think so. Cause he, look what he did with Guardians of the Galaxy. Who the hell knew about Guardians, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was the first one. The first one was off the hook. The second one was okay. Let's see about the third one. But the first one was fire. And what he did with Suicide Squad. A lot of people don't like it, but I liked his Suicide Squad.
His Suicide Squad, it was, I think, the first one was The Suicide Squad, yeah. I think. And then his was like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Or reverse, I don't remember, but his was...
Yeah.
His was freaking dope. Like, yep. His was funny. It was entertaining. It was, like, way better. Like, yeah. Like three times the movie.
Yeah, I think what they were going for, too, is to watch the first one out.
Yeah.
Like, make it, this is Suicide Squad.
You know? It's like you got a streak in your underwears, yeah. And he just, like, threw them in the wash. Like, yeah. Wash that streak yep. out. Because he killed some of the original guys. Like, Boomerang Man.
Oh, yeah.
They killed him.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got wiped out.
Yeah. You know who was funny in that one? The one that played Merle from Walking Dead. Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker. He was he the Boomerang guy? He did something. He did something with like ricochet and stuff. Remember, he was like a marksman.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would bounce stuff and it would ricochet and he would hit the target. But I think didn't he get his head blown off?
Yeah, he got his head blown off because he got like all of a sudden
in the water, right?
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be a badass and then he just got post-traumatic stress. Like he was like, I can't do this shit, and then he tried to fucking run.
Oh, the collar blew his head off. Yeah. Oh yes, because
Wanda had
the Amanda Waller. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, dude! Yeah, that was funny. Weasel was hilarious to me.
He was fucking bugged out.
Yeah, he was hilarious, bro. Yeah. But as far as James Gunn, I just hope like because he does like a lot of comedy, mm-hmm. so I hope like some of the movies he does has like some seriousness to it. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to see everything be like that dark.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because Peacemaker is so similar to Suicide Squad. It's like that same type of energy.
I like Peacemaker.
Peacemaker's fun. Good.
Yeah.
Peacemaker's fun. They're actually going to keep John Cena, if I'm not mistaken.
That's good for him.
They're going to keep him.
Yeah.
But anyway, going to like the main thing we're going to talk about real quick. So, Zack Snyder is the one that did Justice League and he was kind of running the DC movies and they were like really hit or miss. Mm-hmm. So James Gunn comes in, Zack Snyder kind of gets the boot. Henry Cavill gets the boot. I think Cyborg was out, like a lot of them. Gail Gadot, like no, she's not Wonder Woman anymore. But now like, I guess there's like tweets or something that Zack Snyder's putting up. And it's like, I don't know, like rumors, like a buzz, like they're going to come back and Henry Cavill's back as Superman. Like, I think Justice League 2, that's what they're hinting at. Like his version.
Oh, okay.
Because he wanted to do Darkseid.
Okay. I just hope that this is actual facts because how many times have we heard, you know, Henry's back as Superman. Then he makes, he comes back. So I just hope this one sticks. And if they do it, just have Zack Snyder do his own version. That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, DC's all over the place as it is, you know, so.
Yeah. Like Zack's, I mean, I don't know. How do I feel about Justice League 2 with Darkseid? I don't know. I really don't know what to think about it. I mean, like on one hand, I want to see Cavill back as Superman. Yeah. I feel bad for him. Because mm-hmm. like they kind of promised him, like he got his hopes up. Like Warner Brothers are like, oh, you're back.
Yeah.
And then The Rock had that scene at the end of Black Adam.
That was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool too. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. He had the vibrant Superman colors. And you pointed out the, you know...
The old theme.
The old theme, which was fire. And he had the curl. He had the Superman curl.
But like, I think Rock overplayed his hand. Like,
yeah.
Because I think Rock, he overestimated, like, people, the interest, like, Superman versus who?
Yeah.
Who's Black Adam? Like yeah. Were people really excited for that? You know? It's like, if they would have did Superman versus, I don't know. This is Marvel, but, like, Superman versus the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, that would get, like, mm-hmm. a buzz, but it's kind of mm-hmm. like Superman versus Black Adam.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because Black Adam isn't really, like, a key character.
Yeah, he's not, like, known like that. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know.
And The Rock said he is. And The Rock said he's the great one.
He said that this is a new hierarchy of the DC yeah. universe. Mm-hmm. There's a new power structure. He was, like, yeah. talking all this mess.
He was DC's Iron Man, is what he was saying. Oh, like, this is God. The first chapter to a 10-year plan. So
that didn't even last a year.
No.
Not no. even. He did one film and they're like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up.
I don't think Black Adam even did that great. It underperformed.
The Rock said it was smashing numbers. The Rock said, you know, it beat, you know, Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said it did. So
they were saying that he was inflating that he was like lying or whatever. But
I think that's true, because where is he now? You know, where's Black Adam now?
Oh, I don't know, man. But I think he overplayed his hand. He tried to like bully the situation and be like the face of DC, and it just egg on his face, bro. Yeah, it's like, you don't got it like that. I'm sorry. Like, you thought you did.
And in some situations, I guess that works out in his favor, but not in all. Like, you know, he The Rock, I have to give it to him. He's one of the ones that he always says kick a door down mm-hmm. and just make your own, you know, opportunity or whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, I guess in this situation, that didn't quite work.
Yeah, it didn't pan out. I felt a little bad for him. I'm not going to lie. You know, I haven't really been feeling The Rock in a while, but I did feel like a little bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Black Adam too, though. You know, I did enjoy most of it. There were some parts that were like, I could have done without, but
I thought the villain was Sabacc or whatever.
Yeah.
He was, okay. Like, I thought his CGI looked a little cheap.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know. The last villain really didn't do it too much for me, but what do you think about Shazam 2?
I'm not excited, like, 100% to see it, but I will. Like, I will definitely go to no theater to see it.
Home? Like a home? Oh, you're going to go to the theater?
Yeah, I'll go to the theater.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like a matinee?
Yeah.
Like a good price on a ticket?
Mm-hmm. I have things, other movies I want to see first. So, mm-hmm. So that one's like doing the... If I catch it at the theater, I catch it. If not, you know.
Yeah, I like Zachary Levi, too. Yeah. I would love to support him, but I'm a little bit on the fence with that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I was sleeping on the first one of them. I was a hater. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this dude is so corny, like acting like a kid. But I didn't realize that's the character.
Mm.
The character is just a kid, like, with superpowers, you know, so...
We were getting on his suit. We were saying his suit looks stupid. Yeah. It's like so exaggerated, fake muscles, you know, but...
They fixed it in this one. Like, it looks way better.
It looks better, yeah. The first one, it looks super exaggerated.
Yeah.
Like, it looked fake, but Shazam in the comics is like...
Exaggerated.
You know, like OD big, like super exaggerated, but... But I mean, back to like Cavill coming back. I don't know, man. I feel like... DC's all over the place. I feel like Marvel's turning the same way. Like, they don't know what they're doing, and they're both copying off each other. Like, Marvel's got the multiverse, you know, and then now DC's doing something similar with, you know, altering time and alternate universes, whatever, blah. So, like, what are they going to have? Like, a Zack Snyder DC, and then James Gunn's doing his DC? What the hell's going on? You know? I don't know, but I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, but at the end of the day, would you want Cavill back?
I would, yeah, because right now, who could be a better Superman, you know?
Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage. You ever see him in a Superman suit? The movie he was
going to make? Yeah, they were going to do a Superman movie.
That shit looked crazy.
I don't know how that would have worked out, but...
That shit looked crazy.
he looked odd.
His suit looked like... it looked like... You remember Juicy Fruit?
Yes.
Oh, no. Fruit roll-ups. It looked like it was built out of fruit roll-ups. Bro, it looked like sweet.
I don't know, dude. He looked off.
Yeah.
You know, his hair. It just, I don't know, the long hair. He don't
look like Superman.
No, man. I don't know. He could have been Bizarro. They could bring him in as Bizarro now.
Yeah, yep.
He was actually quoted recently. He said he don't need to be in the MCU. He's Nick Cage.
Hey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I respect that. Mm-hmm. I respect that. I do respect that.
Nick Cage is he's a legit legend.
Yeah, he is. He is. You
know, he's actually a good actor too. He's been made a little comeback.
He did. He made a movie making fun of himself, which I thought was, I respect that.
Oh, I never seen
it. Yeah, he played himself in the movie with the dude from Last of Us.
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, and Pedro Pascal was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, he's the man, yeah, dude.
I liked the movie because of him. It could have been a lot better, mm-hmm. I feel, but it is what it is.
He's in two hit shows, man. Yeah. Last of Us was amazing. Yep. I wanted to see a little bit more of the infected, like, mm-hmm. you know, it was cool. Like they did the whole cannibal human, like, you know, but I wanted to see more, like, I know they're not zombies, but like more like monsters, creatures, more infected stuff. But it was an amazing show though, but...
I kind of just don't want to play the game and just watch the show because I have the game. I remember I played like 10% of it.
They have an HD, like a new version.
Yeah, remastered one.
You have that one?
Yeah, I do have that
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never played it, so I had no idea what the show was about.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Resident Evil. Like, it has got that feel to it.
It does. Yeah. And people are telling me about the second one. They're like, oh, the second game is crazy. It's controversial. Mm. But I don't know. I have no idea what it's about, like what's going on. So
yeah, me neither.
I'm just going to wait for the show.
Yeah. I'd rather watch the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm getting too seasoned for video games now.
I don't even play games anymore. Yeah. But all right. I mean, I guess we could probably wrap this one up. Yeah. So final verdict for the last topic, like bring Cavill back.
Yep.
And, but what do you think about Justice League 2? Would you want to see a Zack Snyder wrap it up, like bring Darkseid in? Or do you think it would be corny?
I don't think it would be corny if he did it his cut, like the Justice League Snyder cut was fire. I don't want to see Cyborg back. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. Like he's my least favorite character. Mm-hmm. Bring freaking
Green video Lantern. Game effects.
Yeah, man,
bro, it was bringing Green Lantern.
Yeah,
100%.
The Green Arrow, the Green Lantern, like bring those dudes back or another character. But I don't know. Okay, so if they were to bring him back, just hook up his suit a little bit better, like his body up, because I was not feeling it. I thought it was too. It was corny, you know?
He looked off. I thought it was
corny, yeah.
He didn't look realistic. His effects were bad.
Yeah.
He was too shiny, too. Like, too silvery looking. Like, I really wasn't digging it, man. Too many triangles. This dude looked like a, like a living Tetris block or like... I don't know.
You know who he looked like? You remember the effects in Lawnmower Man?
Oh yeah,
that's what he looked like. But you know, with today's CGI, that's exactly what he reminded me of.
Yeah, he did like look like those crappy freaking Lawnmower Man effects.
he looked like a PlayStation 1 game.
Shout out Lawnmower Man though. Yeah. That was a the concept was cool, like the story and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I like Lawnmower Man. I
Me
like
too.
I think it's cool, like Me how too. He kind of became a god in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actor killed it, but the movie was like, it definitely was like old. Like, it didn't have good effects.
Yeah, because the dude was like real simple, right? He just cut grass. And then with each thing, he got smarter and smarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just became like a computer god, like, right? Like, in that realm.
Yeah.
Right?
Remember the neighbor? It was like an older lady. She like kind of looked down on him.
Yeah.
Down on him. And then as he got more.
Oh, yeah.
As he got smarter and slicking his hair back, she was kind of feeling him. And then they were getting it on.
Yeah. I do remember that.
I remember, like, I think he tried to make her smarter.
Oh, my God.
He put the helmet and she was, like, scared. I think he fried her brain, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he fried her brain in the movie. Yeah. But anyway, I guess we'll wrap up. Right now, for you people listening, it's like 3:15 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
The tequila's hitting me right now.
Yeah.
How many drinks we had, dude? I had like one strong, like a cranberry and whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I put in there, but it was like three tequila shots.
Yeah.
And one straight whiskey shot.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
It's hitting me now.
What's impressive is that you know what you drank. If you didn't know what you drank, you'd be in, I can't say trouble, but, you know, you're good, though.
But the thing is, too, that shocked me, too, is, like, I feel like I drank it in a short amount of time, and I haven't even drank alcohol in a long time. It didn't really hit me like that, but it's getting me now.
Yeah. I'm feeling it a little bit, too.
I'm dying right now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So thanks for listening to the segment. We'll be back at some point. This is like a special event. Gil back on the podcast.
Word.
And hope you enjoyed it. And I guess we'll catch you in the next one.
All right.
So, peace. Later, guys.
Later.